This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is warning residents that cases of whooping cough are on the rise. According to DHS officials, there have already been more than 1,700 confirmed cases of whooping cough this year, a significant increase over recent years. The highly contagious infection could seem like the common cold at first, but if residents have symptoms that go beyond a runny nose or small fever, they should check with their health care provider. Health officials are also reminding residents to get vaccinated. Wisconsin's food and agricultural sectors reached an economic impact totaling $116.3 billion in 2022. That's according to a study by UW-Madison's Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics. Here's Derek Tritz.
These sectors grew about 10.9% between 2017 and 2022 and made up about 14.3% of the state's total economic output. The study found these sectors provide 353,900 jobs, which is about 9.5% of Wisconsin's workforce. Our dairy industry contributes about $52.8 billion to the state's economy. The growth of the state's agriculture industry is due in part to efforts by Governor Tony Evers and his administration, like the Wisconsin Farm Support Act, which directed $100 million to support farmers in all 72 counties. The 2023-25 biennial budget signed by Governor Evers builds on these efforts with an additional $1.6 million in grants for meat processing facilities, an additional $300,000 each year of the biennium for dairy processors, among other increases to funding aimed at the health of the industry and the health of the farmers who keep it growing.
A Waupaca County judge has sentenced 48-year-old Scott Farmer of Neenah to 37.5 years in prison and 21.5 years of extended supervision for the drunk driving crash that killed four siblings in Wyawega in December of 2023. The crash claimed the lives of the Gonzalez siblings, 25-year-old Danielle, Fabienne, 23, Lillian, 14, and Daniela, who was 9. Farmer pleaded no contest to the four counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle and his fifth OWI. Farmer will be 85 when he's released from prison. There are further developments in the dismissal of the principal at Xavier High School in Appleton. Mike Mouthy was fired 2 weeks ago following a complaint to the Diocese of Green Bay Office of Safe Environment. Last week, the school system sent a letter to parents stating that Superintendent Dr. John Revisa was also terminated after failing to meet reporting requirements in connection to the Mouthy investigation. No other information on the reasons for the dismissals has been released. The green alert for a missing Manitowoc Army veteran was canceled after he was found deceased Saturday. Officials say 43-year-old Jason Newman was found about 2 miles north of the village of Cleveland in Lake Michigan. No foul play is suspected. The Manitowoc County Sheriff's Department and the Manitowoc Coroner are investigating. People using the Green Bay Metro Transit system to get to work, school, shopping, or just moving around town will pay more in 2025. Adult weekly passes will increase from $15 to $16. Adult, student, and paratransit 30-day passes will increase by $2. This is the first fare increase in 5 years. The fare hikes will take effect January 1st. The Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin awarded the Boys and Girls Club of Door County the 2024 State Program Award for a 10-week summer program intended to inspire the next generation of female scientists, tech leaders, and engineers. 81% of the participants in the STEAM for Girls of the Future program scored medium to very high in STEAM efficacy. The national average is 64%. Neenah police are seeking help from the public after a man was found dead behind a residence just before 9 o'clock Sunday morning. The man has not been identified. You can contact the Neenah police or the Winnebago Crime Stoppers with information on activity in the Shattuck Park area, the 200 block of East Wisconsin, or the 200 block of East Doty from 6 p.m. Saturday to 9 a.m. Sunday morning. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
A big win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the 49ers 38-10. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs rushed for 106 yards on 26 carries, scoring three touchdowns. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You know that number eight out there? Did you see how many tackles he, or how many people he made him miss? It was pretty impressive. I think early on that got us going. You know, and we thought we could hit him with some of the downhill stuff. Obviously, they're missing a key part to that defense. Two starters, actually. And so, but I thought, you know, we did what we had to do.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
You know, the first half, just the run defense was real disappointing. You know, I thought we got out of a gaps a number of times. I thought we had way too many missed tackles. Just them being able to control that clock in the first half was one of the worst ones I've been a part of, just for as far as a half.
The Packers improved to 8-3. They host the Miami Dolphins this Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bears losing to the Vikings in Chicago 30-27 in overtime. The Bears have now lost five in a row. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's team with an 81-75 victory over Pittsburgh to win the Greenbrier Tournament title in Orlando. The Badgers now 7-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Peacock streamer Day of the Jackal dropped November 14th and has been critically acclaimed and popular with viewers. According to Variety, the show will be picked up for a season two. The action thriller stars Eddie Redmayne as a hired assassin who is also being hunted by a professional killer equally as skilled. Redmayne's credits include Les Mis and The Trial of the Chicago Seven, and he is also Oscar nominated. The first season has 10 episodes, and new shows drop Thursday nights. That's a pretty quick commitment to a season two, but not as fast as the John Hamm show, Your Friends and Neighbors. Apple TV has already announced a season two pickup for the show that hasn't even premiered yet. That's right, season one isn't available till April 11th. Oftentimes after an election, regardless of which party won, people say they are leaving America. It's usually an emotional knee-jerk reaction, but Ellen DeGeneres is actually leaving. The talk show host says she is not only headed to the UK due to the election results a couple weeks ago, but she is also quitting show business. No one is happier to hear this than those who work for her. Lady Gaga's new song, Die With a Smile, is the fastest ever to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify. The song, which was a collaboration with Bruno Mars, has also picked up 2 Grammy nominations. All this on the heels of the announcement that Gaga will headline at next year's Coachella Festival. That ought to help her get that horrible Joker 2 taste out of her mouth. Timothée Chalamet's performance in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown is getting Oscar buzz. Entertainment industry insiders are saying this is the best performance Chalamet has ever given and placing him as the Academy Award frontrunner in the Best Actor category. The Oscar chatter started after a screening on the Fox lot in LA last week, which gave insiders a first look at Chalamet's performance. A Complete Unknown hits theaters Christmas Day. Speaking of the Oscars, Chalamet's co-star in A Complete Unknown, Monica Barbaro, is also getting Oscar buzz in the Best Supporting Actress category, according to Variety. Variety put out its list of frontrunners in the category, which also included Ariana Grande for Wicked, Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, and Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. Looks like I got snubbed again, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and falling temperatures likely today. We're going to go from the 40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight becoming breezy. Gradual clearing 24. Tomorrow sunshine colder with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.